We were doing the story about the man who was given the choice when he would like wealth. Would he like it now or in 7 years? Or 7 years of wealth at the end of his life when he's old. And his wife had told him, tell them you want it now. And so he was blessed and he became very wealthy. And then at the end of 7 years, robbers came and they took everything they owned, including the earrings his wife was wearing. And he said to her, didn't I tell you that we should leave the wealth for when we're old? What are we going to do now? Everyone knows we're wealthy, but I'm an old man, and I won't be able to work like I used to. And his wife said to him, don't worry. Take out the calculations of the charity we did. You remember when we started getting wealthy, I told you, oh, every penny has to be recorded. And we recorded every penny we gave to charity. Well, take out now all those records. And he took them out, and turned out that they had a tremendous, tremendous amount of wealth that they had donated, that they had helped other people with. And the woman fasted for 3 days and prayed and said, Master of the worlds, King Solomon said that whoever has mercy over the poor, it's as though he gave a loan to God. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Malvei Hashem Chonen Dal. Whoever is chonendal, whoever has compassion over the poor, it is as though he is malvei Hashem, it's as though he gave God the loan. Ugmuloi shalem non, Hashem promises he'll pay him back. And you, master of the world, you're honest, you're straight, give us what we've loaned you. We helped the poor with so much money. Now Hashem, give us what we've loaned. And that night he had a dream and a man came to him, that same man, who had visited him the first time in the garden, that same man who had told him he would get wealthy the first time. And he said to him, God has heard your wife's prayer, and he will give you wealth and honor in this world, and you will live a good life without pain. And you should know that's only the benefits, but the principle is waiting for you in the world to come. Go and dig in such and such a place, and you'll find a great amount of money. And I woke up and I told my wife the dream. And I went and I dug and I found a tremendous amount of wealth. And as you see, till today, he says, I am living in wealth and I'm continuing to do the mitzvahs and I have enough till the day I die. And I bless Hashem who makes one poor and makes one wealthy. And I thank him for his kindness and all the good that he's done to me. Our next story is about Rabbi Akiva. He was walking through a graveyard and he met a person. The man was naked. The man was dark as coal. And he was carrying a load of wood on his shoulders and he ran like a horse. And he ran and Rabbi Akiva called him and said, I demand you stop. And Rabbi Akiva said to him, how come you're working such hard labor if you're a slave? Tell me, how could your master make you work that way? I'll take care of you, Rabbi Akiva says. He says, please, don't detain me. I don't want the people in charge of me to be upset at me. Rabbi Akiva says, what's going on here? What do you do? The man says, I am a dead man, and every day they send me to cut trees. So Rabbi Akiva said, what you used to do in the world you came from? And the man says, I was wealthy, I was a judge, I was one of the heads of the nation. But as a judge, I used to play favorites with the wealthy. I used to kill the poor. well, Rabbi Akiva says, have you ever heard from those in charge of you? If maybe there's a way you could fix what you've done, if there's a way that you could get out of this this terrible situation you're in? He said, please don't detain me. I don't want them to be upset at me. There's no way I could be fixed. There's only one thing that can happen, but it's something that would never be able to happen. And we'll continue here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.